This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we have with us Jennifer Owens, our fearless leader, talking about all of the major changes that we've seen in the 50 best law firms for women. It's really encouraging to know that these numbers are climbing at such a great pace. It's nice to see that women are the change makers. They are they're at the table, and they are continuing to increase their presence. That's exciting.
Very much so. And I think one of the things that we see that's having a real impact is the use of sponsorship, which I know you and I have talked about before. It's like mentoring on steroids.
Yep.
It's, you know, finding those up-and-comers and in large part publicly, you know, either it's one-on-one or it's a committee bringing in these up-and-comers and making sure they're getting the training, they're getting exposed to different parts of the business, in this case, the law firm. They're getting, you know, networking if they need to meet somebody across, you know, in another industry that they need to meet, making sure that all happens. All for the goal of lifting them up and helping them on their way with their careers. And at the law firms, we see it, you know, when we started asking this question in 2013, only about half the law firms were doing this. And now it's almost 80% of the law firms offer some sort of sponsorship program. And these are formal programs to do this. But what's even cooler is that so now we have a majority of the firms doing this. But the women who are being touched by sponsorship and who are being sponsored by someone or something have gone from 15% to 51%. So half of the people being touched by sponsorship are women at the best law firms. And that's where it should be.
Wow, that's
phenomenal. Well, we should be 100%. But, you know, that's just between you and me who's listening. We should get it all. But 51% we will take.
But, you know, we really do see over and over again, sponsorship, mentorship, everything in that bucket of leaders taking control of the future leaders and not just leaving their destinies up to chance, really helping them succeed and them up, making sure that those opportunities are there for them. That makes such a huge impact.
It really does. That personal connection.
Yes.
And being able to, because there's an element of role modeling where I can see, oh, now I'm close up. I can see how someone got there. I may not follow the path, but I can see you did it this way. Oh, what can I learn from that? Which is just so important.
Yes. I remember we spoke with Suba Berry, our GM, a few weeks ago, and we were talking about this on a completely different subject, but this came up again. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, once you have people in a leadership position who are diverse, who are women, who are multicultural, and they're able to get in a place where they can do these mentorships and sponsorships and networking, that's when you start to see them replicating themselves and you start to see the numbers really change and the positive momentum happen. And we're starting to really see it across the board. And it's such an exciting time. It really is
And then you have the law firms backing that up with management training and with networking opportunities and putting them in the room with clients that, you know, they may want to bond with and bringing them along on cases that they get new experiences. So you've got that sponsorship and role modeling, that one-on-one relationship thing happening, but then it's backed up by the firm saying, I'm investing in you and I'm giving you, we see potential in you and we want to invest in you with our time and with our money.
Yeah, that's huge. And I feel as though, you know, if that's something that is going on at your company or it's something that you have the opportunity to be a part of, seize that opportunity and dive right in and do that. And if you are out in the job market and you're looking for somewhere to go, you know, these are the questions you need to be asking these human resources people. You know, what do they have in the way of these opportunities? What kind of programs do they have? Because these are huge. And, you know, when you're looking long term and you're trying to make a change and you want it to be somewhere that you're where you're going to feel as though you can grow and something that you can stick with. These are the programs that we're seeing so many people have success with and so many people really make that impact that they want to make with their careers. So I would definitely encourage you to, you know, and if you're at a company that doesn't have these opportunities, maybe open up those dialogues, maybe start those conversations, see if that's something that you can't get going.
And look at your industry groups, because if you have to make it happen on your own, there are industry groups. You know, I'm sure they're like the National Association of Women Lawyers or the ABA's Women's Committees. You know, like in this field,
yes,
there are
absolutely
different ways you can tap it. And it's harder because you have to make it happen for yourself and stitch it together. But that's the way to go. If you can't get it from your employer, you still need it. This stuff, it only makes makes everything more interesting and opens up opportunities and new contacts for you. That's another way to go.
That's such a great point. If it's not offered work, then seek it out. And also, you know, that does make an impact on the place where you work, because you're able to come back to work and bring the benefit of what you're experiencing outside from that group. And, you know,
you become an example
of the power of that. So, you know, that's an excellent point. We're going to be back with more with Jennifer Owens right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us for more.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.